Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Head out to Brooklyn. It's Omar. It's The Fan. What's going on, Omar?
I want to tell you. I make a bold prediction. Everybody can say that.
Well, let me hear.
New York Jets are going to make the playoffs this year. And Buffalo Bills are going to win the Super Bowls after all the curses that they have went through.
Right.
I'm going very calm. Buffalo Bills are the Super Bowl champion 2026. And the Knicks are the 2026 champion of NBA. My year has finally arrived in 2026. I've been waiting so many years. Let's go rolling, baby. 2026 is New York Knicks and Buffalo Bills year, man. Let's go and start this campaign in September.
There you go. Omar all fired up about the Knicks and winning a championship this year in the NBA and very, very confident about his Buffalo Bills. There you have it. That was your call of the day. Interesting couple notes. Dawn Staley, the South Carolina women's basketball coach, talked about, you know, being contacted, interviewed by the New York Knicks, said even though she grew up in Philadelphia, she would have taken the job. It is the New York Knicks and would have left women's college basketball. And I think it's, you know, it would have been, listen, a fascinating hire, a groundbreaking hire in the NBA. There's no question about it. And Dawn Staley is an exceptional basketball coach. With the expectations that are on the Knicks this year, I think it's probably the highest expectations the Knicks have had since really Michael left to go play baseball. I mean, it really is. You know, with now Tibbs out, no more minutes police, Mike Brown in as the head coach. The offensive and defensive assistants they've added. You know, you look at Mikal Bridges signed to a contract extension. Don't have to hear about any kind of complaining that he's not signed to a long-term deal. You know, the Knicks going to be a little bit more offensive, up-tempo and style. No Halliburton, he's done for the year, ruptured Achilles. No Jason Tatum, he's obviously out with the ruptured Achilles. So, I mean, the floor's wide open here for the Knicks. So it would have been tough. I think Staley could do it. I think she could coach in the NBA. It would have been tougher to step into this job with these expectations, given as groundbreaking a hire. But I'm sure, I mean, even though the Knicks have not won a title since 1973, an NBA team, you know, the Mecca, Madison Square Garden, I'm sure that would have piqued her interest, and she confirmed that. The other interesting thing, and this is one I didn't have on the bingo card today, which is that Mark Teixeira is running for Congress in Texas. Okay. All right. Never anticipated that one coming through, but there he is. I always thought Teixeira was a disappointment as a Yankee. I got to be honest with you. Alan in New Hyde Park's up next to the fan. What's going on, Alan?
What a pleasant surprise on a Thursday to hear you won. How you doing, all right?
Good, Alan. How you doing, buddy?
All right. Listen, good. Listen, I know we missed each other on Sunday, so I'm not going to go into that. It's on the Odyssey app. If you remember 2 weeks ago when we spoke, I mentioned the Yankees needed to take 3 out of 4 from Boston, and we all know the reverse happened. So no reason to go over that situation. You know, the Yankee pitcher, Schlichter, and the Met pitcher, I mean, they're both actually helping both teams at the same moment in time, helping for my Yankees and your Yankees. Maybe we have another Mel Stottlemyre. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but this guy looks like he knows what he's doing. Listen, the Yankees, with all these fans calling about this, that, you had a call a few minutes ago. I'm with him. Let me see how they do after we get rid of Chicago. Hopefully they'll win some games over there. I mean, going to Houston and Toronto. Toronto comes in, and then Detroit and Boston. Let's see how we end up in mid-September with this group. Oh, they're high and mighty. By the way, a question, and then a couple of more things if I get the time. When the Yankees win a game, have you noticed that Aaron Boone always salutes upstairs to somebody? With his, his waving of his fist, typing his hands. I wonder who he's saluting to. I don't know if you know that answer. I don't know.
Oh, maybe family. I have no idea. I haven't really taken notice.
For me, Boone, act like you've been there. A comment that Lugi gave, which I think is extraordinary. What's the matter?
Aren't we analyzing a little bit too much? I mean, I don't know who he's waving to.
I really don't, but act like
you've been there. So what? In a game in which emotions come into play,
every say, Mark, he does that every winning game. Every winning game he does.
Great, good. That could maybe he's okay, sending his love to somebody. Right, I have no idea.
I've never seen a manager always do that. That's all. I'm not getting on Boone's case. It's just something I noticed that he does.
All right, what else, Alan?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, again, I would say this. Stanton, amazing. Grissom, unbelievably amazing. Bellinger, the right man at the right time in the right spot, anywhere you shake it. So I just think, you know, Judge, you know, coming around, this and that. Hopefully his arm will get better because as time goes on, but we don't know that answer. So I'm just saying, this Yankee team right now has an opportunity. They're, what are they, 4.5 games out? 4 in the loss column? 1 game or half game behind the Red Sox? They have the opportunity. Not to use the line of our manager.
I mean, Alan, and they're going to fatten up. I mean, really, the schedule after this weekend against Chicago gets a lot more difficult, and we talked about that in a previous segment. Chris Bayshore, the fan. What's going on, Chris?
Yeah, hey, Moose, how are you? It's a good show. I enjoy hearing you during the day. I got a couple of things on McClain I think are interesting. I think that if you're a Mets fan and you watch that guy throw, you can't help but be excited. But it's nice to see a guy do kind of like three things. I mean, his delivery is so simple. And, he pounds strike zone, and he works quickly. I mean, you're playing the field behind him. Yeah, I mean, you're playing the field behind him. The guy gets the ball, gets the pitch, and he throws it. And he's pounding the strike zone. You don't have to worry about 2 or 3 guys getting on. I mean, it's great to see.
Well, Chris, you know what else is refreshing? Starting pitching matters. Like, it matters. It really does. Like, they could have an impact. And, you know, you can look at it and they could set a tone and change the course and do all that stuff. So, like, it does. Even though we're in today's day and age of micromanaging the starters and they become less and less impactful and they go less and less deeper into games and can't wait to get to the bullpen and can't wait to go out there and match up and have guys for the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, McClain has gone out there and has been really, really good. And last night was really a virtuoso performance. 95 pitches, 8 innings, 4 hits, no walks. Was 71 strikes of his 95 pitches. Commanding 6 different pitches. It was great to watch. It was fun.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, you talk about starting pitching being refreshing, too. It's also refreshing when you see a guy hit 280, 290, or 300. It's kind of like those are 2 staples of the game that are just going away. And people will tell you that it doesn't matter. Of course it matters. I mean, you put the ball in play, things will happen. And, you get a guy that goes, 6, 7, 8 innings, obviously you save your arms for the rest of the week. So it does matter. I mean, to say it doesn't matter is ridiculous.
Yeah, Chris, I think average does matter. But I think there'll be people in the analytics departments across Major League Baseball that like to de-emphasize it. Final call, Eddie, Vernon, New Jersey. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's going on, Mark? How you doing?
Good, Eddie.
First time I ever talked to you personally, because I didn't listen overnight, and I want to give you kudos for your acumen, your passion, and just your overall knowledge and delivery of the sport talk.
Eddie, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. I wanted to talk about Aaron Glenn and the Jet and the changing of the culture and all this and that. Why was Justin Fields released from Pittsburgh? Now, here's Tomlin. This guy has got 20 years there, and he's done nothing but win.